Thank you for calling Citizens Bank and Trust during our 100th anniversary year. Not only are we Polk County's oldest bank still in existence, but we're the third oldest state chartered bank still in existence in the entire state of Florida. This is Greg Littleton, president of Citizens Bank and Trust. We're sorry you're on hold, but while you're waiting, we have arranged for the grandchildren of our principal founder, Mr. Lap Maxey, to tell you some history about our bank and give you information on the communities we serve.
Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. This is Claire Wilson Blaylock, known by family and friends as Missy. Citizens Bank and Trust exists today because of the foresight and business judgment of my grandfather, Lap Maxey. Born in South Carolina in 1887, his family moved to Florida in 1895. At a young age, he started working for the phosphate mines for the meager salary of 35 cents per day. By 1914, he had saved enough money to buy some grove land in Frostproof. He was a hard worker and a wise investor. His experience with heavy machinery and his natural ability for agriculture led to success in the citrus industry. By 1919, my grandfather was doing very well, and the Frostproof area was starting to boom. The Frostproof State Bank was in business at the time, but it was affiliated with the Polk County Bank in Bartow. Frostproof had formed a city government, and real estate investments were soaring. The railroad was bringing new people and new business to the area. My grandfather put together a group of 22 Frostproof businessmen, and together they opened a genuine hometown bank. Citizens Bank was chartered May 1st, 1920, and opened on East Wall Street with initial capital of $25,000. That may not sound like much today, but it was big money for a small town at the time. Thank you for holding. Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. In 1924, Frostproof physician Dr. I. P. Allred purchased the property on the southeast corner of Wall Street and Scenic Highway and soon contracted for the construction of a $100,000 two-story building of classic design. The plans called for Citizens Bank to occupy the western side of the first floor together with one large store and 11 arcade store spaces on the street level. The second floor was built to contain 19 offices. The new bank building was equipped with $25,000 worth of fixtures and furnishings, including 250 safety deposit boxes and the finest vault equipment available. It was said to be the grandest building in this section of the state at the time. My great uncle, John Maxey, my grandfather's brother, was president of Citizens Bank when it moved to the new building in 1925. And he remained president for nearly five decades until his death in 1976. The opening of the new building was a great day, and the community threw a party followed by a big street dance. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. This is Latimer Wilson, Chairman of the Board of Citizens Bank and Trust, known to most folks as Coot, a nickname given to me at a very young age by my grandfather, Lap Maxey. The Florida land boom turned to bust in the fall of 1926, eventually taking many Florida banks out of business. In 1926, there were 274 state banks. By 1933, there were only 105 operating state banks. The Frostproof community became unable to support two local banks, and on March 19, 1928, the Frostproof State Bank closed its doors and merged with Citizens Bank. This strengthened Citizens Bank, which was owned and operated by local people. The community of Frostproof continued to support Citizens Bank, and Citizens Bank continued to support the community. We're sorry you're still holding, but just wait till you hear our next story. Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. On July 15, 1929, a panic was triggered in Tampa. A run on five large banks, the main source of money for smaller banks, caused all of the larger banks to close. This in turn caused the area's smaller banks to close to protect their depositors and shareholders. My grandfather, Lat Maxey, went to New York to speed up the reopening date for Citizens Bank. According to an article in the Highland News on July 25th, the Maxeys placed all their personal resources behind the bank. The same issue printed the text of a telegram to my great uncle, John Maxey. It said, "Mr. Maxey will arrive in Frostproof July 26th. His accomplishments at personal sacrifice for the benefit of the people of Frostproof deserve the highest consideration, not only from the state of Florida, but everybody who knows Mr. Maxey. He will have enough money to reopen more than one bank. I know Mr. Maxey is extremely modest, but nevertheless would suggest that the best citizens in your city should meet him at the station to show the appreciation for the debts of gratitude they owe him." My grandfather arrived at the station with his suitcases full of money, and Citizens Bank never closed its doors again except for the government-mandated bank holiday in 1933, after which it immediately reopened. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. This is Jinx Wilson Cheney. My grandfather, Lat Maxey, was the leader, the chairman, and the guiding light of Citizens Bank for our first 51 years. And over time, he acquired ownership control. After his death in 1971, my father, Peyton T. Wilson, known to everyone as Pat, became the chairman of the board. My father served as the chairman until his death in 2008. And after my father's death, my brother, Latimer Coote Wilson, became chairman of the board. I also serve on the board of directors together with my sister, Cindy Henry, and my brother, Clay Wilson. Today, Citizens Bank and Trust is a true family-owned bank operated by Lat Maxey's grandchildren in a manner that we hope would make him proud. Thank you for holding. Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. In 1995, Citizens Bank celebrated its 75th anniversary with a community party and street dance, much like the one held at the opening of the new building in 1925, a building we still operate out of today. Then, in early 1998, after primarily serving the citizens of Frostproof for 78 years, Citizens Bank opened a branch office in Lake Wales. The new office was managed by Greg Littleton and was so successful that the bank opened a second office, this time in Haines City, later that same year. Greg Littleton was named president of Citizens Bank in 2001 and continues to serve as president and chief executive officer today. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. This is Clay Wilson. In 2002, our bank formed Citizens Financial Group. This subsidiary of Citizens Bank and Trust offers a broad range of alternative investment products. Although they are not deposits and therefore not guaranteed or insured by the FDIC or any government agency, these products do meet the needs of folks seeking higher yields than are normally available on bank deposit products. Representatives of Citizens Financial Group are available to meet with you in the separate offices they maintain at our branches. Thank you for holding. Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. In 2004, Citizens Bank acquired American Bank and Trust, which was headquartered in Lake Wales and had branch offices in Winter Haven, Dundee, and Indian Lake Estates. This acquisition not only expanded the Citizens Bank service area, but with the addition of a trust department, it caused the bank to change its name to Citizens Bank and Trust. Our trust department is staffed by experienced professionals who welcome the opportunity to work with you, your attorney, CPA, life underwriter, or financial planner. in order to provide you with the finest in estate planning services. We offer a full range of trust services to meet your needs, including services as trustee, agent, custodian, and personal representative. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. This is Cindy Henry. As Citizens Bank and Trust continued to grow, we opened additional branches to better serve the communities in Polk County. Our Chalet Suzanne branch opened in Lake Wales in 2005, and in 2006, we opened our branch in Auburndale. 2007 was a busy year with the opening of our Winterset branch in Winter Haven and two branches in Lakeland. Our Bartow branch opened in 2008. Some of the offices were opened in temporary quarters, but all were in permanent locations by 2009. Our Fort Meade branch was opened in 2017, and our newest branch, South Lakeland, was opened in May of 2019 at the corner of Brannan Road and South Florida Avenue. Thank you for holding. Thank you for continuing to hold during our 100th anniversary year. In 2018, Citizens Bank and Trust was privileged to assist the Polk County History Center by sponsoring a banking exhibit at the museum in the old Polk County Courthouse in Bartow. We invite you to visit the museum, and we invite you to stop in our Frostproof branch where you can see the little safe that started it all when we opened in 1920. We're sorry to keep you holding. Someone should be right with you. We hope you are enjoying some of the history of our bank. As we like to say, when you've been around as long as we have, you're either good or you're history. We're both.